Hi there. The word for today is protected by the blood of Jesus. In Revelation 12, verse 11, we read they overcame him, that is, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Irene Park became a committed Christian. It's remarkable because she was once a high witch in the state of Florida, seducing boys and girls into the occult. And she said something very interesting. She said the children she could never reach were those whose parents protected them by praying over them each day in the name of Jesus and standing on the merits of Christ's atoning blood. Today the occult has made its way into our public school system under the guise of, quote, pluralism and, quote, free speech. And if you're a parent, you should be concerned. It's wise to give your child a cell phone or a pager so they can stay in touch with you. But you know what? The most powerful defense you can give them is praying over them each day in the name of Jesus and standing on the merits of his shed blood. You see, Jesus defeated Satan at the cross. He's a defeated foe. And today Jesus is saying to you, my victory is your victory. And my authority is your authority, so use it. Now, you must acknowledge the existence of the devil, but you must never be afraid of him. Why? 1 John 4, verse 4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. To deny the existence of Satan or underestimate his power, bad move. That gives him the advantage over you. But God has given you the key to overcoming Satan's power in your life. And here it is, Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So, start declaring what the blood of Jesus has done on your behalf. For when you do, you'll begin to walk in blessing and in victory. And that's the word for you today.